episode 344, Exfoliate Your Day.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, sisters. How are you? Guess what? Merry Christmas. This is the last weekend, the last big hurrah till it comes to a close. And you're like, really? That's all that happened? Yes, Christmas is around the corner. This is being released on Saturday, December 19th of 2015. And I cannot believe Christmas is here. I think I'm more excited than the children. Okay, it's because I love Christmas. I really, really do. And so in loving Christmas, I thought, well, what could we do since we're in day 49 of our 60-day push? Well, I really didn't want to get real, real deep in things, but I still want to continue to encourage where you are in your walk, that 60-day push, how you're going, how you're growing, because it's so important to keep going. It doesn't matter, like, if you looked at your goal way back when, almost, you know, we're talking almost 60 days ago because we're on day 49. If you looked at it and go, oh, I'm not even close to what I wanted to do, Christiane, that's okay. It is fine. The thing is, you keep taking that next step. That next step is key. Well, I had to giggle a little bit because this episode today, I was like, well, what do I want to call it? And I was like, why not call it Exfoliate Your Day? Yes, bring in those showerspirations because that's where it came from. You know, I'm all about being totally honest with you girls and guys too. But it did. It came to me and I'm like, oh, this is so right. I can so use this. So I want to pass it on. And I got to tell you, when I was throwing this all together and I was working on it, and I'm like, oh, it really does. It kind of gets to you. And I'm like, okay, we can relate. Well, so in that relation here, we're talking about exfoliation, right? You know what it's like to clean your skin. If you're a woman, okay, men, I'm sorry, but maybe you don't understand, but we got this stuff that just like hangs. And if we wear makeup, we got to take it off, right? But sometimes, well, we don't. And we just have one of those late nights and we just climb into bed, you know, throw the covers over us. And the next thing you know, we get up and number one, what do our pillowcases look like? And number two, our faces are like, ooh, they're just kind of, they don't feel good. Well, that's what happens to our days. Our days end up becoming a buildup of gunk. We just keep piling things on. And I thought, you know what? We really, every single day, we need to look at it and we need to exfoliate it. We need to get it down what? To that glowing, beautiful inner self of you. But we don't do that. We just keep piling it on. And so when you do look in the reflection, you don't look good on the inside. You don't feel good on the inside. And the outside, you're like, whoa, what just happened? So that's what we're chatting about today. I'm so excited that you're here. I hope you think this is totally crazy, but I want you to listen because I really think this is an application that you can take advantage of right now, where you are, that will help propel you to the next big thing in your life, that next step. That's what we're talking about. We have visions. I know you have dreams. The thing is, though, if we don't do the work now, which is the next step, those dreams, those visions are never going to be met. And they're just going to hang out there in outer space. And most likely you end up changing them because it's got to be, the work's got to be done. And that work is exfoliation. So I want to throw a few things out to you. Actually, it's three things. And I'm going to give them to you. And then I'm going to come back and I'm going to expand on them where they actually make more sense. Okay. So number one, you got to clear the clutter. Got to clear it. We hold on to way too much and I am so there. Number two, we have to wipe away the dust. Yep. Get rid of it. And then number three, we have to scrub away the dirt. All right. It's so important. So those are the three ways that we're going to exfoliate your day. Now, before we go into those though, I want you to think about this. If you were to wear makeup, men, just pretend with me here if you're listening. You know, pretend you're playing dress up and you've got your daughters that are putting on layers and layers and layers of makeup. But women, you know what it's like, right? We put on that foundation, the blush, the lipstick, the eyeliner. What would happen if you just left that on your face? You never washed it off, okay? Meaning that if you, when you take your shower, your bath, you literally don't worry about really washing it off. You just let it continue. What would happen? It would build up, wouldn't it? It probably would begin to look cakey, and eventually you could almost pull it off like a Lee press-on face. Yeah, wouldn't it be nice if we could just do that in the morning? And it would just like go on and be like beautiful. You could walk out the door in 2 minutes. Oh, yes. If I invent that, I'll let you know. But anyway, so we have, you have this idea of buildup. This whole, I mean, it just, it's layer upon layer upon layer. It's dirt, it's dust, it's grime, it's gook. It's all the free radicals that are in the air. And if you were to add that up over a period of just even a month, let alone a year, and you were to look back like you're kind of doing now, going, where was I a year ago? What was I doing? Am I any farther along than where I am right now? Well, are you? You see, a lot of times we're not, because we don't exfoliate our day. We just allow ourselves to pile and pile and pile upon ourselves. And so what we really want to get done, what really matters, doesn't. Because what we're doing most of the time is we're just responding and reacting to the critical things in life. The sickness, your child's home, you know, from school, sick. You got to respond to that. Next, you know, you have a health issue. Next, your job, you've got a major, major project happening. You got to respond to it. You're building a website. That's your priority. That's the focus all the time. But yet some of these other things that might be important are just kind of being left literally in the dust. So number one, you got to clear the clutter. And what I mean by that is be intentional with your to-dos, your daily goals. Now, what I mean by daily goals, yes, we've talked about daily goals, meaning, you know, the ones that eventually turn into what? Habits, okay? Yes, that's what I mean by daily goals here a little bit. But we're focusing here on the to-dos, what needs to be done. So let's say your daily goal is to write 500 words a day. Okay, that's great. But it, on your to-do list, it may not actually look like that, because you may write, I need to write about a topic on this, okay, on food. We'll just say that. And when you're writing that, okay, yes, it's meeting your daily goal, but it's not just a general, I'm writing 500 words. Make sense? You're more specific. So when you clear the clutter, though, you need to be intentional with your to-do list, what you need to do, those errands that you need to run. Do you really need to run them today? How many times do you need to really go to the grocery store? Maybe we need to plan out a little bit better, or maybe you still have things in the refrigerator that can be used, and you can utilize that first, and then you can go and replenish, because you need to work on your major threes. Here we have the major threes and the minor threes. And what I mean by that is on your to-do list, your major threes are the things that impact you the most right now that you need to take aim with. They're going to have the most impact on your goals in your life, your outcome goals, and your, which is your timed goals, okay? Your outcome goals, your time goals, or your daily goals. Now, most of the time, though, our to-do list incorporates those daily goals that are going to turn into habits. But if we don't practice those daily goals, they never reach habits, right? Okay, stick with me here. I know it's a lot of information on a Saturday. Breathe in, breathe out. I know my mind's going like, so it's okay. We'll get through this. So your major threes, if you can get that done, that's called a successful day. That's a major achievement. As you complete those major threes, and if you have like this awesome, incredible day, then you can focus on your minor threes. A lot of times, though, what do we have? We have a list of like 6, 7, 8 things to do. Oh, I have made those lists so many times. In fact, I think I made one just a couple days ago, actually. And I got through, I think, about number 4. And I was done. And then I looked at my list the next day going, well, tag nabbit, I didn't get any of this done. And it wasn't that they weren't important, but ultimately, they really didn't need to be on the list at that time. So you got to major in your threes first. Take those major threes. What's going to impact your day most? Where you need to take aim. If you accomplish those, success. Woohoo! You celebrate. You get those threes, you can work on your minor threes. Make sense? It's a good way to break it up. Now, sometimes those minor threes don't move up to the major threes. They may be little things like, I need to clean out the closet today if I have time. That's great. It's not life or death, but you know you want to do it. Because see, what happens is we take this our to-do list and we have a list. I want to go to the grocery store. I want to do this. Okay. Especially if it's in your, on your phone. I have a shopping list and my shopping lists are per, it's kind of crazy. I know. It's per store. I buy certain items at certain things because I know where my best values are. I know exactly what I want, where I can find things. So yeah, I'm kind of weird like that, but that's what I do. And so what happens is when I go someplace and I know I'm running errands and the side of town that I'm going, I will look at those stores and see what I've added to, where's the priority. But what happens is in my to-do list, sometimes I'm like, oh, wait, I needed to do that. And then I end up spending 35 more extra minutes of my time doing something that ultimately really could have waited even 2 weeks. It didn't have to get done. But oh, because it just happened to pop in my head, it became actually a distraction, holding me back. So clear the clutter. Make sense? Be very intentional. Major threes and minor threes. Okay, number two, we said what? Wipe away the dust. Ugh. We have such good intentions. We buy that course online. And it could be any course. It may be a course online through your community college. It could be maybe a course online that you're working with your business. It could be something that you're following somebody. You know, there's 90-day plans or you bought a fitness plan and you kind of started and then you pulled back a little bit. And you're like, oh, man, I should have finished that. We all have good intentions of completing that. But sometimes those intentions don't add up and don't fit in to what really needs to be happening. Because why? Life changes all the time. Our constant is change. And so instead of feeling guilty, keeping it on the to-do list where every time you look at it, you're like, oh my gosh, I still have that to do. And you just feel worse and worse and worse as you continue to look at things. You're not building yourself up. You're not setting yourself up for success. So wipe away the dust. Get rid of those things that really are not important right now. Yes, that may be an awesome course to do. You may want to do that Bible study, but right now may not be the season that you thought it was going to be. It turned out something different, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up. The money's already spent. You know, that book that you read, same type of thing. Wiping away the dust. You may have three books and they are staring you at the face, in the face. And I mean, you should see my nightstand. In fact, I got to clean my nightstand because I pile on books. And usually I get through one or two chapters of interest because I very rarely read a book front to back. I'm weird like that. I know, but that's what I do. And so I have these piles and then the hubby kind of makes a comment, sweetheart, are you getting a little full over there? Can you find anything on your nightstand? And I just kind of giggle and laugh it off. Wipe away the dust. They're just distractions. So get rid of it. Okay? That doesn't mean you can't come back, but it's not of value to you right now in the season that you're in. Okay, number three. Hang in there with me. We're almost done. Number three, scrub away the dirt. How many of you like to scrub clean? Get that mold and mildew out of the way, that yuck and muck that hangs in the corners. And you're like, oh, well, what I'm talking about here is all that negative gunk, that stuff that just eats your energy, takes your zest for life away from you and says, you know what? I need it for me. Meaning, for example, you have a friend or two or three maybe, and they are kind of not necessarily the negative Nillies, but they're in your life, and every single time you're around them, you just feel like drained. You're exhausted. It's like, whoa, can we just calm the drama here? I can't take anymore. Now, yes, you may need to serve them, but right now, where you are in the season of your life, It's not the time. And you're not discounting them as friends. You're not telling them goodbye forever. But what you're doing is you're not giving them your focus time that can be spent on what? Where you have your major three and your minor threes. It's real easy to focus on that. Especially if you're one, because women, come on, we're women. We like to talk. Okay, men, I know you do too a little bit, but your talk is different than ours. And women, you know, we talk, we want to nurture, we want to take care of. And we don't want to leave our best friend. It even could be your best friend. It could be your mom. It could be your sister, your brother. It could be someone close to you. So scrub away the dirt. Don't let them hang around. And when they are, limit yourself. Give yourself a strategy of, okay, I know that this happens. I recognize this. So the next time I come in contact or I'm going to have a conversation, this is what my end is going to be. Yes, Sue, I've got 10 minutes for you. What can I do for you? You know, because that's what happens. They call you on the phone. You're in the middle of something. You see it's them and you're like, oh, gosh darn it. She knows I'm here. I got to answer the phone. Something's got to be happening. And you answer it. 2 hours have gone by. Mm-hmm. Ever done that? Of course you have. You're a woman, for goodness sakes. Men, you maybe do it once in a while, but us women, oh yeah, we're doing it all the time. And we lose track of what it is. And then we wonder, where did our day go? Where's our time? So the ones that are sucking us dry, the negative in our life, and it may not be a person. It doesn't have to be necessarily a person. It could be a game on your phone. Yeah. Imagine that. Something electronic taking your energy. Nothing frustrates me more. Okay, confession time here. Nothing frustrates me more than to hear my children go, oh, I just hate this game. And I'm like, and my response to them is, then why do you keep playing it? Oh, well, because, and then they make this list. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't make sense here. Some of it is to get rid of the frustration. But when you're causing the frustration, you're raising your blood pressure unnecessarily. You're taking away valuable time that can be used for something else. That's your red flag. Scrub away the dirt. I want you to have fun with these. Think about how you can use it in your life. Exfoliate your day. Because what you want to shine through is the inner glow that God has given you. And it's there, but it may be just kind of muddled up with the stuff and everything that we like to fill our day with. So go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.